Next case, please.
Our next case is 12013, Melissa Bowen and Anita Curick, seeking variance from the front yard setback on a through lot, sections 115-34 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the west side of Naomi Drive, approximately 990 feet southeast of Bridge Lane, and at the northeast side of Old Mill Road, Sussex County Route 349. It's approximately 990 feet southeast of Bridge Lane. The 911 address is 123 Naomi Drive, Ocean View. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 134, Map 12, Parcel 1482. We received zero letters of support, zero opposition, and eight mail returns. And specifically, the applicant is seeking a 10-foot variance from the rear yard, the rear front yard on the through lot for placement of a shed to the rear of the house.
Is that everything?
It's a 30-foot variance, right?
It could be 10 feet off the property line.
Pardon me. Yes, it's a 30-foot variance to place it 10 feet from the rear property line.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Do you both swear or affirm to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth? Okay. If you would take the podium and give your names and places of residence for the record. The place of residence.
My name is Melissa Bowen. Anita Curick, 123 Naomi Drive. This is going to be our retirement home, but we are just part-time right now. At the house, we just settled on it. It was a new build, and we just settled on it in April. So, with the uniqueness of the property is, I learned a lot. It's a through lot. I never knew what a through lot was. I do now. And the property does narrow a little bit as it goes to the back. The sewer lines are on the one side of the property. If you're standing looking towards the back, towards the old mill, it's on the left-hand side. Cannot otherwise be developed. Placing the shed in the middle, if we had to come with a 40-foot setback, if you look in there from the left side is the back of the house. If we had to go in 40 feet, the shed would actually be closer to our house than it would be to the property line. So it would be right in the center of our backyard, which we wouldn't be able to use our backyard in that case.
Mm-hmm.
It would prevent us from the full use of our property. The HOA also requires that no boats or trailers can be in the driveway for a length of more than like 24 hours. So we had to move our lawn tractor and everything into, we were going to have to put that in the shed because we do have a small boat that we have to keep in the garage. It's not created by the applicant. We didn't create the through lot. I didn't even know what a through lot was until we went to get a building permit for a shed. Would it alter the character of the neighborhood? Actually, we would just be right in line with the rest of the neighborhood. Right now, currently, there are houses on Naomi Drive as you go up this way, and several of them do have the sheds very closer up to the property line. So 10 feet is what the Homeowners Association requires. We're looking to at least be maybe 15 feet, which would then still be, I think, the property line and then the road, there's like a buffer to the road, so it's another like 10, 15 feet there. I don't think it would change the character of the property at all. In order to the minimum variance, we're just asking, instead of having to come 40 feet off the back property line, to be able to come off the back property line, maybe 15.
What? It says 10.
10 to 15. Well, I'm just throwing myself at the mercy of the court. I've never done anything like this before. So we were looking for 10 to 15. The Homeowners Association requires 10 feet off the property line. So we can't come 10 feet off the side because of the sewer. We have a big tree on the other side, and there's not that much room on the side of that side of the property. Uh-huh. It would almost see that. Well, the newer pictures has our house on it, and you would see that it's a little bit closer to that the other side. It's closer to 1483, but that's when I looked at it on my phone.
Yeah.
It is a much older.
So the house is all new?
It's brand new. It was finished, we settled middle of April, I think it was.
So there was no house there before?
No house
all
before.
All brand new?
All brand new. And we want to put a shed out back, as the other neighbors have placed. And if we have to come 40 feet in, we're going to be
in our, up to our three-season room in the back.
And you didn't think about the shed placement when you were building the house?
We didn't know. I mean, it was a lot with a builder tie-in. We didn't know that what a through property was. That was my, I guess, ignorance. Actually, I don't think any of my neighbors knew it. No, through every one that saw the sign, they asked if they wanted us to come or wanted them to come with us to the hearing because they had no idea what it was. They asked if I was putting a casino in, actually. So I had to explain to them what a through property was after I went and I looked on because I found another one. I think it had case number 11378 when I was trying to find all out about Sussex County because I'm new to the county.
Did any of them say don't tell on us?
Pardon me?
Did any of them say don't tell on us?
Well, actually, our next-door neighbor in 1483 there
has a variance.
He said he wasn't a through property. He said, I'm the only through property. But
well, that's kind of a misnomer. It's technically a through, like legally it is, because it has double frontage. But as far as the site plan for that development, I'm quite certain that all access had to be from the internal road. So, and you're right, I'm not disagreeing with you, but that's not really a front because you could never get a driveway access off of Old Mill Road.
He does have a building permit. It's still open because after, I guess they must not have told him when he went for the building permit that it had to be 40 foot off because it's a front. And he didn't believe himself to be a through property. And I think nobody else actually did.
There's like six houses up there and all their sheds through 10 feet off the property line that the homeowners.
Yeah, anytime you have a development and there's a county road on the back of the property, that's a through property.
Well, I learned that.
And so therefore, he has a through property.
Yeah.
And going through it, when the Homeowners Association
really
approved getting a shed, they said it just had to match in color and shingles to the house as close as we could and be 10 foot off the property line. So we came up here and went to get our building permit, and they said 40 foot. I was like, 40 foot is going to be almost on my house. And I was thinking a structure I can understand, like the house should be 40 feet off the road. Like it has to be 30 feet from the front. But I didn't think a shed would follow the same.
Because Janelle, if this was truly not a house that had frontage on a county road, where could the shed go along that property line? It's 5 feet, right?
It would be 5 feet from the front, from the side and the rear.
Right.
And this functions as a rear, but unfortunately it has frontage along the road, which makes it a second front yard.
Yep.
Which I promise we would never use it as a front yard.
Well, you wouldn't be allowed to, like I said, because
you wouldn't be able to get access.
Right, and that's what, I was going to say, if I can't put a shed there, because I can't put a drive there because it can't be a front. Yeah. It would be nice to be able to put, I'm trying to look on here, I can show you there's like a line of sheds all
and
along
just,
the property.
And just for the record, so you'll know if in case the notion comes to you, you can't put a fence taller than 3.5 feet.
I was told, I already found that out because my Homeowners Association told me 6 foot in the back if it's near a road and 4 foot on the sides. And I came up for the thing for the shed.
Right.
And I said, tell me about.
Same applies.
Fence. They said 42 inches.
You can go 42 inches back to 40 feet. Then you can go. What, 7 feet?
7 feet.
So my whole
to the 30 foot on the other side.
But I can technically only put 42 inches all the way around, which that'll be my next building permit, so our dog has a place to run. Right now she has almost a half acre.
How do I know that?
Now she has a half acre in Maryland to run, and she's not very happy here without a fence, so that'll be our next building permit request.
Okay.
But that is why we need to have the variance so that we can, and if you want me to pull the picture up, I can kind of show you the house is on here now.
No, we don't, because then we would have to keep your phone for a couple of days, and we really don't want to have to keep your phone.
I'll screenshot it and.
No, that's fine. Your testimony's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah, it's okay.
Well, the survey does show that.
Was this one put in with it?
It was.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the shed would be all the way up here near the house if that was the case.
We got you.
We got you.
We're good.
I didn't know that it was a big thing. Sorry, I'm a little nervous.
You're fine.
Thank you. We'll start with questions. Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Okay. Ms. McGee?
But the casino or whatever, probably Ocean View would never be the same.
No, it wouldn't.
No question. Mr. Workman, question?
No questions. Okay, hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Oh, dear.
Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve the variance. It is unique, and it's that it's a through lot. Can't be otherwise developed. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and they're asking for a minimum variance.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Ms. McGee and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 12,013. All those in favor? Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Ms. McGee?
Aye, for my reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards?
I was just talking to my colleague here.
Try to keep up here, buddy.
I'll be leaving you shortly, right?
Yeah.
Before I do, could you take the S off of Mr. Rickard? You've been saying it for years, Mr. Chairman.
I'll make sure that I do that tonight.
Mr. Rickard.
Okay, Mr. Rickard. Mr. Workman.
For the reasons stated.
Yeah, there's, you take the S off both sides, Mrs. and Rickards.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not.
Miss? I'm saying Miss, I said Miss now.
I thought you were talking about Bud.
Yeah.
I say both sides. She had a request early on that it wasn't Mrs.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on.
Okay, all those in favor of the motion?
Mr. Workman needs to vote.
Yeah.
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Sorry. This is getting later.
This is my first time doing anything like this.
You did very well.
Yeah, you did great.
Case number 12,013 is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Now.